Matthew, congratulations.
Thank you.
Tom said a little while ago that this didn't start at 6:40 tonight. It started in April. I would imagine you concur. Could you just describe what it feels like, all the effort that's invested to get to this point, how many times you've been there before, but nonetheless how gratifying it is to do it again?
You know, we sacrifice a lot to be a part of this team. There's a lot demanded of you, a lot of pressure put on you, and, you know, there's a price to be paid, and we certainly have paid that price. And for that hard work and dedication to pay off in this moment, it's really gratifying. It really is. But at the same time, you know, a lot of teams work hard. A lot of teams pay that price and aren't as fortunate. So we've definitely had some good fortune over the years to be able to sustain the success that we've had. We don't take it for granted because we understand how hard it is. But to work as hard as we've worked here, to give of ourselves, to ask of our families to give of themselves the way that we all have, it really means a lot to come out and win this game.
Matthew, culturally, what are the sort of signature aspects to this organization that make it so consistently good? You know, the average person seeing this result will say, oh, yeah, of course, they're back. But, you know, sort of back, getting back on the question you were first asked, you know, it's not easy. And so what are sort of the signposts of the organization that make it come back year in, year out?
That's a great question. You know, I think for us, there are a few things. When you come here, and it sounds simple, but when you come here, there's a couple of things asked of you. Number one, work hard. Secondly, do your job. And then number three is trust the process. And I think those sound pretty straightforward and basic, but oftentimes teams are unable to do that. They're unable to get everybody to buy in. They're unable to get everybody to do their specific job. And I think what we have here is 60, 65 guys who understand what their role is, value their role, and they buy into it, and they work as hard as they can at their role. And, you know, when you get that buy-in, that consistent buy-in, it oftentimes leads to good things.
Matthew, whether it be winning coaches, losing coaches in every sport, players tend to sometimes tune the coach out. Mm. Why does that not happen here, and everybody does buy in, and nobody, despite what moves the coach makes, they tune them out?
Well, I think the proof is in the pudding here. When you come here and you look in the rafters, you look around and see what we've accomplished here, you're already, as a player, curious. Well, what is it about this place? And then when you see your leadership, the Tom Brady's of the world, the Devin McCourty's, the buy-in that they give, then it's hard to not buy in because you're going to be the odd man out. And then you look, well, what are we buying into? We're buying into a coach who understands how to prepare his team, that's going to give his team the best chance to have success if they'll only trust his process. And I think year after year when we've been able to go out there and put great performances on the field, then, hey, man, obviously this coach knows what he's talking about and knows what he's doing, so we're going to continue to try to heed the coaching and advice that he gives us on a daily basis.
The receiving core that you guys have, Edelman, Hogan, yourself, you guys didn't have the most experience at wide receiver, but how, you know, is it the coaching staff that has developed you guys into all dangerous threats?
Well, certainly. I think you have to give a lot of kudos to Chad O'Shea, our receiver coach. The patience, the dedication that he's shown to our group, he's given a lot of himself over the last 8 years. And Coach McDaniels obviously puts us in great positions to have success. But you look at our group, you look at the guys that were out there tonight, Chris Hogan, Julian Edelman, Malcolm Mitchell, Danny Amendola. You know, a lot of teams didn't want those guys. A lot of people would say, well, that group of guys can't get it done. But I think the one thing that I've learned from being around those guys is there's no way to measure heart. There's no way to measure toughness, competitiveness. And I'll take those four guys over anyone in the National Football League because they have toughness, they have heart, they compete. Look at Chris Hogan's story. You know, a lacrosse player in college, played 1 year of football, and he has 180 yards receiving the AFC Championship game. That tells you a lot about the character of that young man. And the list goes on. Julian, we all know his story, seventh round pick. Danny, undrafted. Malcolm, you know, fourth round pick. So a lot of teams pass on these guys. But again, one thing that the draft, the combine, things like that can't measure is heart. And, you know, we have a lot in that room.
So you mentioned, you know, Chris Hogan's transition from a lacrosse player. How difficult is that, making that transition with only 1 year of college football into the NFL? And you know the system in there.
You know, I can't really speak to that because I haven't had to make that transition, but I would imagine that it's not an easy one, and it takes a special human being to be able to make that transition. But Chris is a very gifted athlete. He does a lot of things well, and I can't speak enough to his toughness, his physical and mental toughness. And I think, you know, here's a guy who's pretty much willed himself into being a great NFL receiver after having not played a tremendous amount of college football. So, you know, I can't speak to how tough the transition may have been, but I would imagine it wasn't an easy one.
When you talk about, like, buy-in, and I think of, like, continuity of football teams not, you know, being something that's rare. You know, you have a different roster year in, year out. When you talk about players buying into the system, how quick a process is that? Is that something a player has to do within the course of a preseason, or does it sometimes take months or even years to buy in fully to the system, or is that something that has to happen fast?
You know, it varies for every player, but I think for the most part it happens very quickly around here. As I said, you don't want to be the odd man out. And when you see 55, 60 guys buying in, you don't want to be the one guy that's not on board with the process. So I think, again, we've been able to have that continuity because our core has been solid, our ownership, our head coach, our quarterback, and then we've been able to build around that. And, you know, we've been fortunate through the draft to draft high-character guys. I really believe that. And, you know, you talk about a foundation that's been put in place back in 2001 that we've been able to kind of maintain over that span of time. It's pretty impressive.
At risk of being redundant, because I asked you about the feeling now, I'm curious, all the times you've lined up in victory formation, and in a case like tonight, you've got 90 seconds to go or so, and you're standing back there, and you're about to go to the Super Bowl. It's a mere formality. What are the emotions? What goes through your mind as you look around the stadium, feel the energy, obviously focused on Tom getting the snap? But what's that experience like, if you can put it into words?
Well, I always joke with Chad O'Shea, that's the best play in football. When we get out there in victory formation, that means things have probably gone well for us. But, you know, to be in the huddle with those guys and to experience a different range of emotions from Tom to Marty, the offensive lineman, James Devlin, those guys, it was pretty special because I realized we can look in one another's eyes and know that we've given all of ourselves to get to this point, and it paid off. It worked out for us. So it's a special feeling, one I'll never forget, that's for sure. And, you know, hopefully we can keep dialing up those victory formations.
Matthew, we just came from the locker room, a little bit of a different scene after this one with some of the players, your teammates' kids in there. And just can you give us a feel for when you see that as someone that's been around since 2008, what it's like to experience that locker room where the family comes in and the players are with their kids?
Oh, it's great to have the families in there. Speaking as a father, there's nothing better than being able to accomplish something and have your son or daughter in there with you. And we ask so much of our families, especially those of us raising children. We're gone from the home a lot, and we put the burden on our wives and girlfriends oftentimes to raise our kids. But to have our children there in that moment with us, I know it means a lot to those of us that are fathers. And to look around and see you know, little Malcolm and little LG and Bryson Bolden. You know, it's awesome. It's really special that they can share that with us because they're just as much a part of it as we are. Because when we go home, they're our support system. They're our backbone. They're the reason that we do what we do. So pretty cool to have them in there.